This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. As America sees Special Counsel Robert Mueller's redacted Russia report, President Trump is spending the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort after claiming exoneration. But as AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, it's not that simple.
This morning, the president celebrated what he called a good day.
No collusion, no obstruction.
While Bob Mueller's report does say there's no evidence of a Trump campaign conspiracy with Russia,
the special counsel made clear that he did not exonerate the president.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says there are several examples of Trump attempts to obstruct the investigation. Mueller essentially says aides saved him by refusing to play along in sabotaging the probe. The long-awaited report provides closure in one sense, but also opens a new round of partisan fighting. Democrats are insisting both on seeing Mueller on Capitol Hill and getting his entire unredacted report. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Democratic and Republican lawmakers had sharply differing reactions to Thursday's release of Robert Mueller's report. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Democrats are attacking the Attorney General Bill Barr because they won't accept the report's findings.
I trust Bill Barr. I think it's rather laughable to see them turn their guns on him. But that's all they're left with, frankly, is to go after him. It's some kind of ad hominem attack.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says that Mueller needs to testify before Congress.
This report is far from the end of the inquiry that this country needs and deserves. It is the beginning of another chapter.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler has said he wants Mueller to testify as soon as possible. This is VOA News. France, Thursday.